Picture your bank account suddenly multiplying by 10. Feel that rush? Now imagine discovering that despite this windfall, you're no happier than before. This isn't a thought experiment. It's the reality for countless lottery winners who return to baseline happiness within months. We've been chasing the wrong target. Wealth isn't about being rich. It's about achieving funded contentment, the ability to underwrite a meaningful life. This distinction changes everything, transforming finance from a numbers game into a deeply human pursuit of purpose and fulfillment. Think of your financial journey as a geometric progression, a circle for discovering purpose, a triangle for setting priorities, and a square for simplifying decisions. This framework isn't arbitrary. It mirrors how we actually move from confusion to clarity. The circle comes first, because without knowing what matters, money becomes meaningless. Research confirms what we intuitively know. Beyond roughly $75,000 annually, more money doesn't increase day-to-day happiness. Yet when spent in service of purpose, it transforms lives. The triangle then establishes three priorities: protecting what you have, matching assets to goals, and reaching for dreams. Finally, the square tackles tactical decisions through managing expectations. This progression, from abstract to actionable, from philosophy to practice, creates what's called adaptive simplicity, accepting life's complexity while cutting through noise to find clarity. We face an unprecedented burden, managing our financial futures alone. Since the 1980s, pension coverage has plummeted from 62% to 17%, while 401k-only plans have surged from 12% to 71%. We've been handed responsibility without preparation. Money causes more stress than death, politics, or religion combined, yet we're expected to navigate markets and retirement planning solo. Our hardwiring sabotages us. The fundamental rule, buy low, sell high, gets systematically reversed. Between 2003 and 2012, investors poured $660 billion into equity funds during the pre-crash bull market, then withdrew over $500 billion during the crash, missing the best buying opportunity in years. Rising markets trigger calm and excitement, making us invest more. Falling markets trigger fear, making us flee. The investor's primary problem isn't figuring out the market, it's figuring out himself. Success comes from controlling yourself, not beating others. Psychology trumps finance in achieving long-term objectives. Four enduring sources form the foundation of joy: connection, control, competence, and context. We're fundamentally social creatures. Neuroscientist Matthew Liberman explains our brains evolved primarily to connect with others, not just to think. Quality relationships predict happiness better than anything else, while isolation correlates with depression, weakened immunity, and cognitive decline. We also crave control over our destiny. Viktor Frankl and Alexander Solzhenitsyn found meaning by controlling their attitudes when everything else was taken. Being good at something meaningful provides fulfillment beyond paychecks. As Studs Terkel observed, work is about a search for daily meaning as well as daily bread. Finally, we need our lives embedded in something larger, whether through religion, service, or transcendence. These four C's sometimes create tension, particularly between control and connection. The key is being self-directed, but not self-regarding, embracing yet transcending ego simultaneously, finding purpose beyond yourself while maintaining agency over your path. Money's relationship with happiness is paradoxical. Research reveals two distinct types. Experienced happiness, daily emotions, plateaus around $75,000 annually. Once basic needs are met, additional wealth doesn't improve moment-to-moment feelings. However, reflective happiness, life satisfaction, continues rising with income indefinitely. This explains our confusion. Money simultaneously does and doesn't buy happiness, depending on what we're measuring. Three dynamics drive this split: hedonic adaptation, we quickly adjust to improvements; money's effectiveness at reducing sadness rather than increasing joy; and money's ability to support the four C's. That new car feels amazing briefly, then becomes ordinary. lottery winners and paraplegics both return to baseline happiness. Higher income strongly correlates with less sadness. Money provides solutions to adversities, from dead batteries to leaky roofs, but doesn't necessarily boost joy. Money can buy happiness when spent strategically, on experiences, which deepen relationships and resist adaptation, others, even small donations measurably increase happiness, and time, eliminating distractions and purchasing conveniences creates space for meaningful activities. Funding dreams requires preparation and difficult decisions. The wealth-building triangle has three priorities: protect, match, and reach. Protection comes first because losses hurt roughly twice as much as equivalent gains feel good. We're hardwired for loss aversion. The path to wealth begins not with being more right than others, but with being less wrong. Conventional wisdom suggests more risk yields higher rewards, but the truth is nuanced. Increased risk primarily widens the range of possible outcomes rather than guaranteeing better results. The second priority involves matching assets to goals. Create a simple balance sheet. What you own versus what you owe determines net worth. Terminal goals, house down payment, require lump sums at specific future points. Flow goals, retirement, require ongoing income streams. Key insight, goals nearer in time should be funded with less risky assets. Having protected yourself and matched assets with obligations, you've reached the triangle's pinnacle. You've won the money game. Different people reach this stage with varying bank account sizes. The key is calibration between your scorecard and desired lifestyle. Even Daniel Kahneman, who co-invented behavioral finance, admits knowing about cognitive errors doesn't prevent committing them. Over 20 years through 2015, the U.S. stock market gained 483%, but the average investor in U.S. stock mutual funds gained just 251%. This behavior gap exists because evolutionary instincts compel us to flee danger and chase opportunity. Comparing identical Vanguard 500 index funds reveals the solution. The autopilot version in retirement accounts delivered 7.7% annually, while the discretionary version earned just 4.3%. On $100,000 over 10 years, autopilot investors ended with $260,000 087 versus discretionary investors $160,630, a 62% difference from behavior alone. Asset allocation explains 90 to 94% of performance differences among investors, far outweighing security selection or market timing. Even Harry Markowitz, Nobel laureate, father of modern portfolio theory, couldn't apply his landmark theory personally. He simply split contributions 50-50 between stocks and bonds, based on visualizing potential regret. The lesson? Simplicity beats sophistication when human psychology enters the equation. We face a fundamental tension, wanting more versus having enough. This is the core money struggle, choosing to float with the tide or to swim for a goal. We harbor dual urges, appreciating the present and pushing toward the next achievement. Finding balance between progress and presence forms the central challenge of enjoying wealth. Our money struggle involves time travel between current and future selves. In the present, impulse drives us to discount the future, valuing tiny, immediate rewards over larger ones. Looking ahead can undermine wealth when we fixate on "I'll be happy when" scenarios, creating a hedonic treadmill. Yet research shows we feel pleasure making progress toward goals, not just achieving them. True wealth is funded contentment, the ability to underwrite a meaningful life through adaptation, prioritization, and simplification. Anyone with the right mindset can afford meaning. Your journey begins not with your bank account, but with asking, "What do I want my money to do for my life?" Answer that, and the geometry of wealth reveals itself naturally.